as we've heard this morning, the government plans to move ahead with this inquiry into free speech, into the Racial Discrimination Act, despite the Prime Minister saying as recently as August that taking a look at 18C of the RDA was not a priority for his government. Well, Paul Bongiorno is in the Parliament House studios. Paul, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
So the PM's been under pressure internally to refer 18C to an inquiry. 18 MPs spoke on this issue in a joint party meeting, for and against. But there's growing support from the community for this review too. As I just mentioned, Gillian Triggs on this program yesterday said it could be handy, could strengthen and clarify the roles around this section of the Act. Is Labor out on a limb here now with its opposition to this inquiry?
Look, I'm not sure there is growing support in the community. There is certainly a very loud lobby within the government and certainly within sections of the media that are pushing for it and are putting in many ways, they are making mountains out of molehills. But look, I think that there's probably two issues here. One is, as we just heard from Mark Dreyfus, Labor will oppose any change to 18C. And as he points out, even the Jewish lobby that was interested in, that is supportive of 18C, thinks that a review mightn't be a bad idea. Mm. And I agree with you that Gillian Triggs, who is not a politician and doesn't play politics, thinks that, for example, looking at the threshold and looking at frivolous and vexatious complaints is probably not a bad idea, and the commission itself should be given the power to vet out things. At present, it can't. But they're sort of mechanical things on the edge, and one does wonder whether when this committee reports, if there isn't a weakening or a watering down, in other words, if it's not perceived that there's more free speech given, given for what is the question, then this won't go away and the Prime Minister won't get the clear air that he seems to be pining for.
Yeah, and he'll come back under that pressure of given for what? Free speech, yes. To do what exactly? Labor, as we heard, standing out against the government on any changes to 18C, also standing out against the government on the lifetime ban on Manus and Nauru refugees ever setting foot in this country. It will not try to amend the legislation. It will vote down the legislation in the entirety, which is the end of the unity ticket on border protection we've had over the past few years. For Labor, how brave is this politically? How risky is this politically? Why are they doing this?
Well, it's interesting. One of the things that it's made it less risky is the success of the government, because the boats have indeed stopped coming. Now, Labor agrees with the government that permanent settlement for people who came after June 2013 is not on, but it doesn't agree that if they go off to Canada or America or New Zealand and become citizens there, that they can't visit down the track. And it does seem to me that we are seeing here wedge politics that aren't working. Now, the Immigration Minister Dutton said on Sky last night that he won't be announcing any third country unless this legislation gets through the Parliament. Now, he seems to be changing ground, changing his argument all the time, which to my mind shows that he's more interested in the politics of this. And it does seriously raise the question, are there in fact third countries out there? Yep. Or are they New Zealand, the US and Canada, and the government's not quite sure whether it's a good idea to send people there?
All right, Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
Paul Bongiorno is the contributing editor for the 10 Network. News coming up. After the news, we're going to meet the winner of the Prime Minister's Non-Fiction Prize, Literary Prize. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's news time, 8 o'clock.